This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, the Chinese Communist Party forces churches to worship communists or be closed. That story right after this short message.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
Christians in China are constantly under threat of prison and persecution. According to the religious liberty and human rights magazine Bitter Winter, churches are being ordered to worship the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, or face closure. The government's religious affairs department spent $75,000 to convert the first floor of the state-approved Three-Self Church into a publicity center to promote the Communist Party and its heroes like Mao Zedong and Xi Jinping. Bitter Winter reports that the CCP's goal is to transform believers into good party members through education. For the past 2 years, the CCP education stations, which are called Civilization Practice Stations for a New Era, are being installed in churches and other various religious buildings that have been seized by the government to impose the propaganda of the communist government over the people by force. For the grand opening of the new education station inside the Three Self Church, more than 100 governmental officials celebrated together for the display installation featuring 168 posters celebrating past and present communist leaders. Pastors have been coerced to include positive stories about Mao Zedong in their sermons and prominently display pictures of communist party leaders or face harsh penalties. If a church would choose not to display Xi Jinping's picture during their service, they would be closed. One pastor said, "I had to agree with this, fearing that we would lose our venue." A church member said, "We do not dare refuse the propaganda materials for fear that the government will ban our gatherings. We're powerless to change them." Christians aren't the only ones being targeted by this propaganda. Even Buddhist temples are being forced to spread the Communist Party ideology. One Buddhist said, "This is how the government dominates people. If believers disagree with the state, their faith is attacked. This is the politicization of religion." Pray for our brothers and sisters in China that are under persecution for worshiping Jesus as the only true God and refusing to bow down to the world system. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.